This is Rhema for today.
She said, I've never seen God use anybody so miraculous this way. We had no Saturday. And said, every Saturday he watches the football game on the TV and just hollers and laughs and goes on. And how in the world God can use him? I don't know, but tradition says that the Apostle John had a pet coon. And some of the others criticized him because he had a pet coon. Hey man, we're just human. I'm not doing it anyway.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen with his teaching, Taking Your Place.
And he said, if you wanted to go somewhere, you know, and preach, because that's the way preachers get other openings. People on the field in field ministry. Well, he said, just go and be free, and then, come back. We close out that night. Well, a fourth grade pastor over at Fullerton had talked to me, and I said, I'll call him, go over there and preach for him Sunday morning. He'd want me to come sometime. But I called, and I called the church study or office, and somebody answered, the associate pastor, and the pastor was away on vacation. I said, well, I'll just tell him I called and let it go. And I thought, well, I'll just stay here. So Friday night, gotten off to bed. Saturday, we don't have any services. And I was awakened about 1:30 in the morning. Now, let me tell you something else. Let me let you preachers in on something. If you want to have the miraculous in your life, you got to live in the miraculous and pray in the miraculous. So I was awakened at 1:30 in the morning, and I knew the Lord woke me up, because I sleep like a baby. Always have. He gives his beloved sleep. And I knew the Lord awake, just like somebody shook you, somebody you know. And I said, Lord, what is it? You know, I don't know what it is, but something here, so I'll just pray in the spirit. I don't know what to pray at all, so I started praying in tongues, just real quietly. Some people think you got to be loud or God won't hear you. And so, never awakened my wife. She's asleep in the bed right by my side. And I prayed from 1:30 till almost 4 o'clock in the morning in other tongues. And about 4 o'clock in the morning, then the Lord began to speak to me. First of all, you see, Pat was at home expecting. Yesterday was Candy's birthday, their oldest child. And she's 31 years old. And so she was expecting her. And so the Lord said to me, about time for the baby divide. We didn't know any problems or anything. The Lord said to me, just as plain as you're talking to me, the baby will be born and the baby will be all right. Everything's going to be fine. And then while I'm praying there, now incidentally, let me take another little side journey. You don't mind me taking a little side journey, do you? What am I saying? I'm saying the church ought to have the same miraculous working that worked in the life of Jesus. He's the head. He's the head. Ken went into the service. He was in the army. He was in the intelligence communication, and he was stationed in Taiwan. I was holding a meeting over here in the First Assembly of God Church in Cushing, Oklahoma. We had a little trailer, and we're parked out there behind the church, you see, a little 26-foot travel trailer, 1964. And in the nighttime, I was awakened. I mean, just sat straight up in bed like somebody punched you in the ribs. Sat straight up in the bed. I said, something wrong somewhere. What is it, Lord? I don't know what it is, but you know. I'm going to pray in the Spirit. You help me. And I began to pray in another tongue, never disturbed my wife. And then you'll hear Ken tell the story how he was riding a motorcycle. And he's up the mountain, and the thing went off the mountain. I mean, way down there. But some hand picked it up and put the thing back up on the road. Glory to God. You know, it doesn't cost you to serve God. It pays you to. So he said, Pat will be all right. And so, then I'm praying there again now in Bellflower. And laying right there in bed, I saw. I'd held 2 meetings prior to that time for Max Caesar. You remember Max? Brother Hicks of Foursquare. Down at Redondo Beach. And I knew it changed church, but I didn't know where it was. And so I'm lying there in the bed, 4 o'clock in the morning over in Bellflower, and I looked like I was standing about a block and a half away, and I could see this sign on the corner. And it said, Bell Gardens, 4 Square Church. And then it said, Max Caesar, Pastor. And then I just went right down that block and a half, and I'm inside the church. Never seen it before, never been inside before. I'm standing on the pulpit, behind the pulpit. And I saw myself point to this lady and say, Sister, the Lord shows me you have a growth in your right breast as big as an egg. You're fearful that it's cancer. But he told me to tell you that it's gone. And then I pointed to a lady sitting on the back pew in the right-hand side. I said, the Lord said to me, shows me that you have a tumor in the backside of your right kidney. Is that right? She said, yes, that's right. I said, he told me to tell you you're healed. So I knew then that I must go over there Sunday morning. And so, that's Friday night, so 4 o'clock Saturday morning. And so I asked Brother, because we stayed in the home of Brother Andrews, I said, where is Bell? And see, I should know. Bellflower, Bell Gardens. I said, where is Bell Gardens? Well, I said, over here about 5 miles. I said, is that a long distance call? No, he said, we're in the same area. It's just a local call. So I looked in the phone book and got to Bell Gardens, 4 Square Church, and I thought, well, this is Saturday. Max will be in his study. And so I called, and he answered. I recognized his voice, and I said, this is the IRS calling. And I had him a-going for a while. You mean now that you can act foolish and have a little fun and God will still use me? We was holding a meeting, you know, in the first 4 Square Church, Pueblo, Colorado, where Brother and Sister McClure were pastors. In fact, they held 2 meetings there. And we stayed with them in the park, and she said, that beats anything I've ever seen. How in the world God can use him? We had a woman with polio was instantly healed, and some of the most miraculous healings. In fact, one of the fellows the other day, we were up in Washington, and he came to the meeting. I didn't get to see him, but he left a note. And you see, we're talking about 1958. That's 32 years ago. And he is a member of the 4 Square Church over in Colorado Springs. He left us a note just the other day, because he lives in Washington now. And he had lost his mind. They was going to send him to the asylum. Now, he's a Christian. You say, can a Christian have a demon? No, they can't be demon-possessed. But that thing had got hold of his mind. I saw it in the spirit. Cast it out, and he's instantly healed. And never sent him to the asylum. And he said to me 32 years later in his note the other day, I'm still well, still healed. Glory to God. But what I started to tell you was, she said, I've never seen God use anybody so miraculous this way. We had no Saturday. And said, every Saturday he watches the football game on the TV. And just hollers and laughs and goes on. And how in the world God can use him? I don't know, but tradition says that the Apostle John had a pet coon. And some of the others criticized him because he had a pet coon. Hey man, we're just human. I'm not doing it anyway. I'm not doing it anyway. The head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, is doing it. Man, if it's left up to me to do it, we'd all be in a mess. And you too. So I finally told Max who I was. And I said, Max, and so he said, where are you? I said, I'm over here at Bellflower and Full Gospel Tabernacle, Bellflower. Well, I said, why didn't you let somebody know? And we'd come over. I said, well, I didn't know that you was this close. I didn't tell him I'd seen anything. Didn't tell him I had anything. You make a mistake going around spouting off. After a while, God won't, he won't tell you anything. Amen. And so I said, well, my wife and I are going to come over in the morning to be with you in the morning service. Well, he said, if you come, you're going to preach. No, I said, I held you 2 meetings, and you made me, I didn't, every Sunday morning, I had to preach as well as Sunday night. I've never heard you preach. You preach. I know you're bound to already have your sermon, because you've been studying. No, if you come, you, no, I said, you preach. I didn't tell him I had a thing. Well, he said, if you come, you're going to preach. I said, I'm going to come, but I'm not going to preach. You preach. Well, he said, now when you come to the back. He said, I'll have a man stationed there and a special place to park. So my wife will tell you, we went, greeted him, greeted his wife. She went on out and sat out. He and I stayed back, and the choir marched out and got in place. We marched out on the platform, you see. And I'm still trying to get him to preach. Never said a word about it. They started taking prayer requests. And the lady, I looked for those people, and I saw her, recognized them. She got up and said, you ladies in the missionary group all know that because you've been praying. I have a growth in my right breast. And the doctors took a biopsy of it, and it is cancerous. And I'm going into the hospital Tuesday, and I've already signed the paper for them to remove my breast. I just sat there and never said a word. And then a lady on the back pew got up and said, you know, Brother Caesar, they couldn't figure out what's wrong with me. Finally, they said, it's the hardest thing in the world to find a tumor on the backside of your kidney. They finally got me in position. They said, I have a tumor on the backside, and I'm going in this week, going to hospital tomorrow. They're going to get me ready and operate on me. Never said a word. Finally, he said, well, Brother Higgins here, he's going to preach. So I got up and preached my sermon. When I got through, I said, Now, just told him what I saw and so on. I said to this lady, how many of you ladies know that this woman has this? Oh, nearly every woman in the church already knew that. Have any of you ever examined her and know that there's a lump, there's a knot as large as an egg in her breast? Many of the... I said, all right, Jesus told me it was gone. You take her to the restroom and examine her and come back and tell me what happened. They come back and said, it's gone. We couldn't find it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth W. Hagin's book, How to Live Worry-Free. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled The Lord Our Peace. Also a single CD by Denise Hagin Burns called Deep Roots in God. The last item is Craig Hagin's CD, Just Believe. All these items at the special discounted price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or if you prefer, you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
In August, we are going to begin our Living Faith Conferences for the fall.
Yes.
That's August 17th through the 19th. We're going to be in Champaign, Illinois, a Midwest Believers Church, Pastors Trent and Rhonda Coyne. And you can go to rhema.org/LFC to find out the times.
And then Wednesday through Friday, we're going to jump up to Newark, Ohio at More Life Church.
Yes.
August 20th through the 22nd, Pastors Josh and Angie Pennington. So we're looking to have you be there with us. If you know people in the area, if you live in the area,
yes,
let them know about it. Or you might just want to take a trip. Well, take a trip and come and be in the Living Faith Conference. Find out all about it, like she said, at rhema.org/LFC.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.